Hello, I'm Dr. Amanda Love.
Oh, by the way, that was an authentic name. One of my friends in high school named Amanda Love.
Yes.
Nice.
That's
Amanda.
Right. No, I should have. Her name was Amanda Love. And it's just one of those things like, if I don't fucking use her name, I'm going to be really pissed at myself later.
I love that.
And I'm Dr. Emmett Brown, and you're watching Dating for the Modern Age on PBS.
Not really creative.
What?
Emmett Brown.
Yes. Yes.
If I had Christopher Lloyd, it would have been even better, but who cares?
That would also be a good starter sometimes.
The views expressed on Dating for the Modern Age are shared by none. All of this is a bunch of crock, and we had nothing to do with it. Thank you.
That guy is getting on my nerves, even though it's a girl. Okay, that wasn't in Dan's script, because I made my voiceover a girl, so it was irrelevant.
I can hear you, you know.
Yeah, that was just Booth.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Today we are going to cover the first area of dating, obviously called the first date.
In this episode, we will be picking apart a simulated date performed by two young adults who will act as if they would on a regular date.
Totally sounds like Nikki.
I also love the fake cigarette for the female.
This is my apologies.
No smoking.
Don't tell Dan I put it out on the coffee table. Our two subjects are Rob and Erica.
Both are under the age of 18, attend public school in a suburban setting, and participate in their share of extracurricular activities.
As well as bad cases of ADD.
That's probably only Rob.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Rob? What? Nothing.
Now let's take a look right from the beginning. The background checks.
We'll say that for time purposes, we know that our subjects have the hots for one another.
Neither of them, as well as you or me, do not want to date a...
Homicidal! No one wants to date a homicidal maniac, so a background check is the best way to go. Erica will be using the age-old technique of asking a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yes.
But that system can be lost within the translation. He accidentally ran over a squirrel can change into he ran over a squirrel to he mowed down a squirrel to
he's a homicidal murderer just recently released from prison.
The squirrel?
No. Rob.
Kind of nailed that tunnel there pretty well.
Yeah.
He is?
I am?
No! Okay, sorry.
I feel like you're trying to do John Travolta trying to do Hairspray.
Oh god.
Look what
I
you
liked
started.
The movie, but that was awful.
It was the squirrel killer!
I don't think I want to date a squirrel killer.
Look, he's not the squirrel killer. Can we move on now? Okay, they all say fine. Now, Rob will be asking Erica out on the first date.
Seat shows three desks. Erica and Rob on the outsides, extra in the middle.
Psst. Pass this note to Erica.
Okay.
That was a good day.
And freeze.
I was just gonna say that too.
Do you want to take this one?
No, you can. You called it.
As Dr. Brown has mentioned, these two actors, if that's what you really want to call them, are supposed to be young adults, not stupid 5-year-olds.
Sorry, it's what I would have done.
Look, we don't give a flaming rat's behind about what you would have done. You're here to do what we tell you to do.
Dr. Love, please calm down. We are all professionals here. Give me that note. Erica, would you like to join me to go with me to eat with me at Old Chicago with me tonight? Now, Rob, your first mistake was telling her what you were planning on doing tonight.
You also sound a little egotistical by writing me so many times. Your best bet is just to ask, will you go out with me? Wanna do something tonight? Or the ever popular, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Another thing you should do is make a scene out of it. There is no way a person can say no if you yell from the top of your lungs in the middle of English class! Let's try this again with the new techniques.
Come on! What? You're supposed to start! Now?
They all say yes. Okay.
Yes!
Yes! Everyone in unison.
Oh!
Hey, Erica!
Yeah?
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Sure.
They make out.
Oh, wait. There's definitely a tangent for this, which gets a little bit funnier.
We'll get to that. Were you going to talk about Dave?
And yes.
We'll get to that. Please
continue. Okay, fine. Continue. But we need to put an asterisk on that line.
I won't forget.
Thank you.
Okay, they make out. As we can see, Rob's attempt was successful. Now all he has to do is ask her to dinner. You two can stop now. And ladies, there is a similar technique that you can use. Simple presence can control any date situation. Oh, simple sexual presence.
Oh.
Yes. Can control any dating situation. Well, by using the scene technique, no man above the age of 15 will be able to resist your charm and wit. Let's see this in action.
Rob! Hey, Rob!
Yeah? Want to get to second base with no effort or immediate commitment involved?
Heck yeah! Rob jumps up from his chair, runs to Erica's spot, they make out again. These techniques are not just limited to the English classroom. They can be used in science, mathematics, history, gym, or any elective class. Force Rob and Erica apart. Stop that! Get out of here! You two need a change for your date! Erica and Rob leave the stage.
The second base game.
I like that.
Rob! Hey, Rob!
Yeah?
Want to get to second base with no effort or immediate commitment involved?
We literally had a second base game where you just walk up to them and go, meh.
We did that in high school, too.
Perfect.
Yeah, they were just like, boop.
My friends and I do that occasionally.
Actually, we had worse games, but, I mean, that was the innocent one.
You just yelled second base.
Yeah. Second base.
I've experienced it a few times.
Yeah, they either make a sound, they say, boo, or...
We
would do it to the guys back.
Boo. Guys got it more than girls.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd just be like, violation. Let's face it, theater kids are very physical beings.
Obviously,
okay.
That would be not appropriate during the day.
Next,
we'll imagine that the school day has ended and it is time for the date. It is customary for the one who has asked to be late. Keep track of this so a reserved table will not be offered up to a couple with no future, unlike this one.
Good idea!
Thanks.
Wait, that's why you were always late?
The male subject, Rob, decided to ask if the female subject, Erica, would like to see a movie and have dinner.
But because Paramount didn't think this was at all educational, our film crews were not allowed in the theater.
Popcorn was burnt anyway.
Dr. Love and I were also politely escorted out of the theater because the manager of the cinema also thought it was improper to give color commentary of what our subjects did during the feature presentation.
Actually, it was because of your shadow puppets.
Hey, back off! Those were twice as funny as the movie!
Oh, I can still remember Canadian things from these lines.
Yeah, me too.
So we'll say... They only chose dinner instead of a movie. And dinner for the evening. Oh, and dinner for the evening. For this first date, a proper short greeting is in order when the second of the two arrives. Erica enters from right. Rob stands and they make out. That's appropriate. Okay. After the male pulls out the chair for the female, he is allowed to sit in his chair on the opposite side, so to face her. Usually, small talk about hometowns and wet. Sorry, I got into Dr. Brown. Okay. Hometowns and weather are in order while waiting for a waiter. Dr. Brown forces Rob and Erica apart again, forces them into spots. Adults have the option to purchase alcohol for whatever reasons they believe they need it. But these teens are going to have to stick to virgins. Why is that so funny? Oh, I get it. I said alcohol. Very funny. Moving on again. In the old days, male ordered the drinks as well as the food thereafter. But in this age, chivalry is dead. So we'll have to do without it for now. Hey, I'm still chival. Just keep telling yourself that.
While drinking their ordered beverages, they must both remember to properly sip without slurping.
Rob flings an ice cube at Erica. Erica draws water into her straw and shoots it at Rob.
Depending on the type of restaurant, noise should be kept at a minimum.
So then the itching started. So was it a growth or a mole? Actually, it was a gummy bear.
Moving on. During dinner, manners are mandatory. Rob sticks a fork up his nose, and Erica uses a spoon and knife as drumsticks. Both male and female participants must chew with closed mouths and not speak until food is out of the mouth. Rob uses breadsticks as walrus tusks, while Erica starts a sword fight.
Because they chose to dine in a fancy restaurant, there's obviously no waitress in sight.
To prevent the risk of becoming bored with one another, it is up to the male to create a suitable activity that can be executed easily at the table. Rob and Erica play tag, chasing each other around the table. One knocks over, entering waitress. Big pause.
Now that they have the waitress' attention, the male must then show his chivalrific abilities by ordering two of whatever he wants, so that he can also finish her leftovers as well.
We'll have two really big steaks that are cooked very rare. But I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. Ladies, make sure not to order for yourself, because the male will think you're too outgoing for him. Pack up all of his things and leave without calling you ever again, even if he swears he will.
What?
I sat by the phone waiting for 3 weeks straight. You dense couch!
What are you talking about? I seriously have absolutely no idea to what you are talking about!
Don't believe her. Call me, 474-3461. I skipped my grandmother's funeral, my sister's brace, and my uncle's gender change just to bail you out of that jail in Canada! Erica and Rob stare at the doctors.
Okay, that one wasn't my fault. I did not see a sign that said, please don't piss on the moose.
Both doctors look at Erica and Rob.
Okay, I guess we don't have enough time to wait for those steaks, so we'll just skip to the time on the tradition of eating out.
That's right, leaving without paying the bill. The best technique is to go to the bathroom at the same time.
But I saw that on that 70s show. That doesn't work. Honey, that's just a glowing box. We're people in lab coats. Who are you going to believe?
And we're switching pages and kind of bending this.
Yeah. Or instead, do you want to get paid or not? That's what I thought.
Now, what you want to do is, again, not make a scene when you're heading toward the bathroom.
Jesus, after eating this steak, I really gotta take a dump! And all this water I drank makes me need to piss like a racehorse!
Waitress enters with crutches, and Erica and Rob clothesline her upon exit.
I guess it has to come to the end of the first date. Now they leave through the service door in the back of the restaurant. Since we have established both our teams, we will also assume that neither has a car of their own. Instead, a parent will pick them up. Now, for this example, I will be playing the role of Erica's father.
And I will be Erica's mother.
In this, our car of imaginative romance, we will simulate what the ride home will seem like.
Upon exiting the restaurant, if it has went well, the couple might be showing a sign of affection.
A loud conversation, or interlocked hands.
More outrageous actions. Okay. I'm not gonna try and think of any. Okay,
Pass.
Thank you for I'm a mother now, so I'm going to switch accents. Thank you for taking Erica out to dinner, Rob! But we are Mormons and do not believe that you'd be able to handle more than one wife.
Have fun!
Dr. Love pushes Rob out of the car.
Literally.
Thank you for watching our first program, The First Date!
Stay tuned for the next chapter in the series. The makeup / breakup sex.
And remember to have your children spayed or neutered.
Yeah. That's a wrap. So we're done here? Yep.
Here's the $50 we owe you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Hey. Can I stick my tongue down your throat? Are you kidding me? Gross. No. You mean that doesn't really work? And he chases after her.
Dear.
Oh, good times.
I would like to put on the record that I vote that you expand this script and apply for the Fringe.
That'd
because
be really
this
fun.
Would be an incredible Fringe show.
Okay, wait.
You have an hour.
Fringe stuff? No. I have something else that you kind of know about, but don't. But you can tell the asterisk story while I'm for this.
You were recording?
Oh, yeah.
They got the whole thing.
Most of it.
Well, yeah, they cut in partway through the intro. I noticed them do it, but I figured they were trying to be sly about it, so I didn't say anything.
I should have noticed with the little lights.
Oh. So, during rehearsal, there was one point. Well, we did a stage catch.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, I should have.
I'm gonna put my thumbs over your mouth.
During the run. But anyway, so Dave knew how to do it.
The stage kiss?
Yeah. And
Dave talked to me today. That was cool.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, when he was demonstrating it, he did it on me at the
last. Nice.
Lisa was there. And, she actually got angry at Dave.
Your girlfriend got angry at
kidding?
Dave
for
oh, wow.
fake kissing me when it was
that's so high school.
Okay. Was she homophobic? Was it
no
that at all? Or no?
We did that for
no,
fun.
No, that wasn't
okay.
really it. It was
stage
just,
kisses.
Well, I feel
we
like,
played this
no,
game.
No, I know.
I feel
it
like
was
that
very,
could
like,
be
it was
aspect.
That wraparound.
Yeah, though.
Make out with your hand,
I've actually
hand,
never
whatever.
Done
if
those.
I,
the only shows I've been in where I've had to kiss someone, I've actually had to kiss them.
I've had to actually
just,
kiss them in real
even
shows.
Even if they
but.
Just had a smoke break during intermission and refused to pop a mint because they say
no,
that will fuck
I can top it. I can top it. The kid
okay.
who I had to kiss.
Sorry.
The kid
she
who I had to make out with.
He came to me all the time and he smelled so bad.
Oh,
and he was hairy.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Done.
Huh. Yeah, but she actually went so far as to take him aside and like,
what?
Got really quiet pissed at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like intense.
Why would you do something
yeah.
like that?
Wow.
My
no,
name is Adam
that.
Sex Girlfriend.
Not even that. Not even the. Why would you do that? Like the. I will.
Oh, okay, so it was more like...
I will destroy you.
So,
see,
did you enjoy your fake kiss with Adam? Because it will be your last.
Well, that makes me think of, like, on OkCupid, you know, you answer a bunch of questions and they compare your answers for
uh-huh.
compatibility. And one of the questions is, would it bother you if someone flirted with your significant other.
I take it as a compliment.
Well, my whole thing is, I work out at Fest. If that bothers someone, I'm sorry, you can't date me. Like, because that's what we do. Yeah. Out flirt at Fest, with everyone. During shows, even when we're not officially doing shows, we're just messing around. I mean, mm-hmm.
Staying in character.
It's what we do. Yeah. And I'm a theater person. Mm-hmm. So between those two groups, there's always flirting going on that means nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can't date someone who can't deal with that. It's not gonna happen.
But, yeah. Adam, if anyone flirted with you in front of me, I'd be like, that's my boy. Yeah, I know he looks good. Tell me more about it. Remind me.
Yeah, I am dating this gorgeous girl right now. You're totally right.
That's right. I love it. So funny. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times people would just come up, like, even if I was talking to my parents or something, mm-hmm. if you're like, because everyone kind of knew each other's parents because we were in this community group called, it was Chaska Valley Family Theater I was really involved with.
I auditioned for something there once. Yeah? I think.
Cool. They've gotten a little pretentious and not rightfully so. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, they came into a lot of money. But in any case, like, I had several of my friends, female and male, who would, like, my favorite was Beck, because he'd come up, and he'd do the wraparound kiss, and he'd, like, literally tip me over, nice. So, like, I had to do the one leg up thing, and he did this once when I was in full silver robot makeup, and he came up, and he has, like, silver all over his face, and I was just like, oh, gosh, I almost feel human.
Okay, so although that's a fun trip,
you have to come out, like,
Katie, I'm gonna
casually.
Give you another one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. But this is something I've done in modern.
America the Show. Rewrite.
Can we? It'll
be quick. It's quick. It's short.
Okay.
It's short.
Okay.
It's not 10 pages long. It's only probably like two.
You just get an excerpt pulled up?
It's all that I've written.
Do you have like characters or anything
it's
particular
two people.
In mind?
Okay. Two people.
Guy or girl?
You kind of get it from the tone at first, where one
history
is
by
a straight character, and then the second one's a goofy character, and you get a feel for the script very quickly of
okay.
which one's which.
Gotcha. Okay. America, the Show, Rewrite, by Dan Limerick Welling. As we all know, history was written by winners. Part of that was the pillaging technique seemed to be more enjoyable than reading.
Well, yes, that's true.
Now that I think about it, I'd rather pillage myself. Well, not pillage myself, but pillage my...
Sure. But you'd have CNN on your ass instantly.
Yeah, but I mean, between that and reading...
Guys, I'm trying to make a point here.
But he's right, reading... Oh, is there a third person here?
I didn't think so, but perhaps.
But he's right, reading does suck.
Okay.
Look, let me finish, and then you can editorialize.
Awkward pause.
Yep. Awkward enough?
A little long, but you know, what can you do?
I'm just getting confused about who's what character, but, I think, is this him?
You can say why what I'm about to say is wrong.
Deal.
Right. So, history was written by winners, but that was in the days before multi-nation book tours, or giant printing conglomerates, or Wikipedia, or that really boring blog you have.
Yes, and that too. But now history can and is written by everyone, even if you ask them politely not to.
Which is why we should bring back pillaging! I totally get what you're going for!
No. I merely would like to pose the question, what if we had history as it really occurred? What if we took out the viewpoint of the winners and learned what really happened?
Like the moon landing?
That's actually a good example.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. So what if we showed you what really happened in regards to the moon landing?
There are a lot of theories revolving around this event. For example, perhaps we did land on the moon. Scoff. Or perhaps it was shot on a soundstage in New Mexico. Double half-calf scoff with whipped cream. Fine. Then would you like to explain your theory, please?
I'd be happy to. So what I believe happened was we did land on the moon. But before everyone thought we did, they found... As he speaks, a number of red dots, laser pointers, appear on his body.
Hey, what the hell are those red things?
Alpha Team, go! Sounds of a struggle, lights come back on. Theorist is missing, replaced by CIA-esque person.
Insert name here. Insert name here. Hey, who are you? What did you do with... Insert name here.
I didn't know.
Okay. That's classified. But I do have a written copy of what, insert name here, was about to say. Ahem. They landed on the moon, just like the government said so. The end. He also wanted me to give you a revised copy of the script. It's only one page, and all it says is, USA equals yes. Indeed. Enjoy the show.
Without context, it makes no sense. I've written a show with a couple of my friends, like 2 years out of high school,
mm-hmm.
and we produced it at the Minnetonka High School in what was a small auditorium, which we had named the Frank Oz Memorial Theater, which is what makes this
parallels.
Studio. It's technically the Frank Oz Memorial Theater Memorial Studio. Because they've since destroyed that theater.
Oh,
I like it.
But by making it so convoluted, it doesn't really make sense to people who don't know the inside jokes.
Right.
Yeah. So then it's just Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Gotcha.
But essentially, like, the first act of that show made sense.
All right.
And then the second act was really rushed and made no sense.
Good.
So we were trying to rewrite it, and
it was a little more slapstick in the second act.
Here is my thought. I think that you should toss your name in the hat for Fringe, and then figure it out. Either that or that.
You don't even know if you'll get it for sure.
It's
a lottery.
If you expanded that one out, I think it would be a really I think it would be a popular show. If you market it right and you expanded it out a little bit, I think it would really go over well with the Fringe crowd.
Hmm.
For the record.
Oh, yeah.
With a Russian.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Emmett Brown, which obviously names would have to be changed. A couple of things would have to be
modernized.
Improved.
Well,
my grandmother's
keep in mind, if you kind of liked the idea but you weren't sure or didn't have the time, I mean...
You can always
drop
it.
Yeah, if you tossed your name in the hat, there's a chance you wouldn't even get in.
Right.
And if you got in, you would know in about a month, and then you would have,
a certain amount of time to say.
4.5 months to prepare whatever you're doing. Or if you think that's not going to work, you can say, never mind, pull out, and someone from the waiting list can get in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm.
It's cool stuff.
Just a thought.
Something
I don't know.
I don't see why not.
Over.
It'd be really cool. Something for the old portfolio.
Since it's, 03 when that was written?
Yeah, that would have been...
03, 04. It was performed 04.
Yeah.
But written probably 03, 04.
Yeah.
All right. You could have fun with it, though.
Update
it for longer.
Almost 10 years later.
Well, and if you could also update it and make the people on the date older if you wanted to. You can make them college students so they can.
I don't know. High school is just.
It is.
Yeah. That's also true.
I like the high school. Or you can have them having met on an online dating site. I mean, that's an option, too.
Yeah, there's many ways you could go with this.
Do you remember the name of the thing that happened around Valentine's Day? Where you filled out the questionnaire and it essentially gave you
a date for your Valentine's, basically.
It gave you who was essentially compatible with you, but this was on a high school level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have vague memories of something like this. Get a general idea of people in your class who were that same idea, but then there was like the full school, like short list as well as like, oh well, you know, this person, this person, this person mm-hmm. also conveniently were relatively close to you.
Hmm. I remember that being really awkward because the top person on my list would be kind of compatible with me, and then
like you kind of vaguely know that person, but you're like.
Then you discover through clever disguised conversation, not showing your true intention, they had like
people up higher on their compatibility. No, I have no idea what this is, but I feel like I
remember
something like it.
Scantron type.
Yeah,
thing.
I feel
we
like
didn't
I
get to do those
because
our school was against it.
What was like?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't hardograms because that was like the little.
That was a delivery service thing.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting.
We did
thing
singing
about...
Valentines.
We did too.
Those are
actually.
The best.
Yeah,
I love them.
Singers did that.
I got, I sent a bunch to my friends in disguise of being people. Not me. And they knew it was me.
Okay. I was going to say that could potentially be really
No, I mean, but... by not me, I mean, like, I wrote, like, to one of my friends who hates Adam Sandler, and she just said, like, the day before she hated Adam Sandler, is like, from Adam Sandler.
Gotcha.
She was like... okay. But they basically, the choirs would get together in groups, and it was something to raise money for the choir as well.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did too.
Yeah, they'd have a guy and a girl group, and the girls would be, like, you could pay for one, and they were, like, $3 or something, and then they also got a rose.
Yeah.
The one year I had a boyfriend over Valentine's, I was really sad, because I bought him one, but then he wasn't at school, and also bought me one. Even though I had been, like, talking about it, because he was in the group that was supposed to sing, too, and it was something that I wanted. And then I had the awkwardness of my ex-boyfriend, who was really a better match for me anyway, randomly showing up at my door with roses, even though I was with somebody else. And, yeah.
Awkward.
I kind of went back and forth between two guys in high school. Have you seen the movie Center Stage? I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were kind of those two. Yeah, exactly. They, like, one was kind of the player guy, and the other one was kind of the best friend guy that you can tell is really the right guy for the girl, but she can't see it.
Because she likes the asshole.
Yeah, and I went back and forth between those two throughout all of high school, and I will forever regret breaking up with the nice guy for the asshole, because he never gave me. But, yeah.
There's already an immediate response to me posting on Facebook, reliving dating modern age. High school friends are acknowledging it immediately.
Yes.
So
funny.
Nice.
Yeah. The coolest thing I think that happened to me in high school, though, was